Welcome this week's Century of Comics. I'm Alex Dashback.
Bus money on shitty pay. Now I can't afford to pay my bills. I'm Matt.
Okay. That was a Destiny's Child song.
No, I'm shocked that you
didn't. Nope. Destiny's Child. That's why they broke up. Yeah, because Kelly Rowland had to force that lyric in. Yeah. She's always rowdy.
Yeah.
And she owns lots of land.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know she was.
She is the third largest landowner in the continental United States.
Oh, wow. Next to who? You got to beat her.
Number two is Pioneer Woman.
The Pioneer Woman.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
She makes all the pottery. And...
Yeah. And number one is Bob Balaban.
Which Bob Balaban?
The actor Bob Balaban.
Oh, okay. I've learned that a man named Bob Balaban created that right before. So let's fucking go.
Nothing says let's talk about comic book shit more than a nice, refreshing Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea is...
They are a great cocktail.
Just in the fact that they have more booze to quantity ratio of any alcohol like drink that's more...
And tastes delicious at the same time somehow.
It was a homemade one. On some bullshit, which is amazing and I love it.
It's a drink that shouldn't make sense at all for like why it tastes good. You're like, oh, this is going to taste terrible. It's like that thing, you know, like when you're a kid and you do like a suicide, you get like every drink in the fountain and like everyone's like, oh, that tastes terrible. But like as a kid, you're like, this tastes amazing.
Well, yeah, once you bought a whole bunch of stuff, your hands were full and I was like, do you need any help? And you were like, yeah, grab six more things from the bar.
Exactly.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. It was a great LIT.
Mostly tiki umbrellas.
Do you think you get them? No.
Oh, okay, it's a Jets. Yeah.
Maybe another song.
Just because I don't have every Chats lyrics memorized does not mean that I don't know every lyric. I mean, sure, my favorite Chats song is Bus Money, and sure, I know all the lyrics of that song by heart. But just because you're quoting some random words that I heard for the first time ever does not mean that I don't know what Mean Jeans. Yes, okay. We're seeing Mean Jeans, right? No.
Piss Jeans. Double
well, Mean Jeans have opened for the Chats a bunch of times, but they're basically the same band, but just from different countries. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. Where else do I stand? I didn't get in the pit for the Adam and English Beat show, but it was not that kind of show.
Yeah. I'm not in the pit. All right. Jump and fall.
That is a great Planet Smasher song. It's now Planet Smasher's podcast. If they did that at a tower, they would die. Yeah.
Broken.
Yeah.
Anyway, about anime.
No, I wish we talked about Adamant for a lot longer. Yeah. Okay, so first, Beat My Guest by Adam and the Ants is one of the most underrated punk songs of the 80s, bar none.
Beat My Guest. Why is it
doing that? Well, because he knows what's what. But the problem is, Malcolm McLaren had to steal the band and have them go be the band Bow Wow Wow instead.
Yeah,
they are both from the Malcolm bloodline. Of course, as most Americans know Malcolm when he was in the middle. And then from there, no other Malcolm, aside from, of course, Malcolm X. But he is not part of the Malcolm Middle bloodline at all. Because Malcolm X stood for good things. Malcolm in the Middle was just selfish and would not help out Dewey.
And what about Reese?
Reese did not deserve help.
Whoa! I mean, unpopular opinion much?
No. This is This is my dissertation that I'm working on.
You're knocking in the middle. Life and music. I can choose if
sure, sure.
ever the
Sure.
where we're headed.
Yeah.
I'm but I'm just but anyways.
Okay. So you've heard the theory as well that Hal is actually what's his face from Breaking Bad. It's the same thing. Yeah, but of course that's moronic because Malcolm in the Middle is a documentary. Yeah.
Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he later left to become an actor.
Yeah. Well, are you brute?
It is so dumb how I have not seen this show in years, and how I know so little things, and how I've forgotten so many things, and I've forgotten about things that I care about deeply. Oh, some of the names like Hal, Lois,
Yeah.
Dewey, Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Risky.
Yeah. 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 My brain is
Ultimate.
stupid. I know the actor's name, but not his character's name. Yeah. Yeah, his brother's a monster. Yeah.
You
Sure. Yeah.
anyway, we'll get to your
Okay.
window. Yeah. Here's up.
Sure.
You can
Yeah.
kind of get to it. I don't want
Okay.
to. I'm
Okay.
having too much. This is good. Which is
Yeah, I saw that.
and you know,
I like the Witcher, and obviously we haven't seen the version with
it's
Liam yet, but I'm just happy that like it'll be getting like an actual like ending and not just canceled abruptly like so many shows seem to happen these days.
yeah, we still have a chance, and then now on the secondary season where they
Yeah,
can
yeah.
like ramp it up a bit.
Yeah.
That's good. But yeah, he's obviously
Yeah.
nobody. Why is anybody?
Like,
I'm not.
while he's shooting, the grips are spitting on him the entire time.
This
Yeah.
hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be.
Crassers just roll their table away anytime he comes near it.
Speaking of
Great. Can't wait for it to come out in 2082.
or him, kind of like they picked up WB and
Yeah.
Margot is
I
that
saw that.
company.
I have no knowledge of that comic whatsoever.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And it's drawn to
Sure.
Which is still pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Great.
I think it's, I like
Yeah,
it a lot.
I agree.
And I get it.
It's fine. Yeah, give me all the pouches. Yeah. 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 Cable looks incredible. Like the reason why Cable like is a classic looking character.
Know what they need? A cable comic cover?
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Join.
Yeah.
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 So, this will do. You didn't see this week how it. He didn't see anything. He said he saw like the ninth Deadpool trailer that's come out. We don't give a shit. See that
Yeah,
movie.
exactly.
Close the trailer.
So let's talk about we're talking about this week, which is Extraordinary,
Yes. Oh my goodness.
on
Yes.
Hulu.
Let me hit my notes.
Okay.
Wait, shit, I forgot.
Good, good.
I mean, let me pull up
Yeah.
the
Okay.
list.
Great.
Other than which is again, all of us not they.
Yeah. But basically, for anyone that has the Extraordinary, even though you should pause this podcast and go watch it all right now, there's two seasons on Hulu right now. It's about a world where everyone gets a superpower when they turn 18, but it's not like a world of superheroes and supervillains. It's very much a world of like you have superpower, and just what is the world like when everyone has a superpower? And
Think
it's
of yeah.
mostly
They
yes, but just people use superpowers for their jobs. basically. That's like the biggest difference.
It's basically one day would be if everybody was a little bit more special.
And our protagonist for the series, Jin, does not have her power.
Her superpower, she never got it.
Yep.
So her best friend, Carrie, her boy.
Yep.
Rewind time.
Mm-hmm.
And that changes.
So I'd watched season one when it came out. Season two came out recently. So you had not watched season one at all until you started watching for the show. So what did you think about the show?
I feel like I really did a disservice to my partner by not insisting that she watch this. This is red art.
Yeah.
Minus it being anything to do with people roles.
Sure.
I think she still would have enjoyed it. Now that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. There's some musical theater in it. Or Dairy Girl superpowers. Because this feels, I love Dairy Girls, but this feels a little bit more adult, you know, has like those moments of like those Judd Apatow, like rated R, like comedy moments as well. Not, it's not constant, but it has moments like that throughout the series as well, too. Jin is very much a loser. Cash is a loser through and through.
They're her friend and him.
Yeah.
Not.
No. Yeah.
Her job. So you would think that obviously she makes a bit of money. And what she does is she talks to people to Will.
Which is really interesting. So what did you
write?
Yeah, they are. The cast is really fun, really strong, and I want to jump to a certain character, a cat named Jizzlord, who turns out is actually a person who can transform into a cat that their ability. But
played by Luke Rollison was not a human man.
But he looks like a human cat. Big bushy eyebrows as well too.
Skinny hairy dude.
So you obviously like the show a lot. You watch Sex Education as well, right? So there's one episode, the first season, with Jin and Orna from Sex Education as well. She also does not have her power. And then she gets her power, basically just screws Jin over as well. And Jin is someone who constantly makes bad decisions, basically. She makes things harder on herself as well.
It's
only a half hour show too. Yeah.
Work on watching the show back up a little bit in the morning when I do coffee. And next thing, I watch the full first
episode.
I power fucking through it. And then my last day of vacation, guess what? My buddy's got him.
What did you think of the twist at the end of season one, where Jizzlord goes to the store?
And it turns out that Jizzlord is not Amnesia. What we think. But it turns out wife, Rachel.
Yes.
Recognized.
Yeah.
As missing for their life.
Yeah. And which sets up a big chunk of season two, which is Jin's rivalry with Jizzlord's wife.
Yeah, which is great.
Right? Amazing. Yeah. It's
we do want to.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
brilliant British,
Yeah.
who is, she is from work that day, walk here,
Yeah.
Carrie,
Yeah.
and channeling her dad.
Yeah.
So he's able to still speak with her dad,
Yeah,
even
yeah.
though he's dead. Very
Yeah.
well
Yeah.
played. Listen.
Yeah, because Jin's relationship with her mother is tenuous.
It's not great.
Yeah.
Oh,
But
yeah.
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 Yeah. Backstreet Arnold's Dairy Girls also.
Yeah, he is
Yeah.
in it.
Yeah. I think that like the main cast, the woman that plays Jin Fong, her name escapes me right now.
Oh, she.
Yeah, she's great as well too. She's a lot of fun. Especially during the exorcism episode of season two. I've never watched the right party though, so I'm gonna say maybe. No.
Boring. She's a.
Yeah. No. I can't say I ever
Listen,
have, yeah. Yeah.
she is.
Okay, wow. Okay. Is she delightful in that too? Does she ever do an exorcism on that?
I'm not gonna lie, there's one she's in a really beautiful handsome area.
Ardal O'Hanlon.
Yeah. I'm right now. Yeah, she's. Yeah. Anyway, the whole
Okay.
thing
Yeah,
is
apparently.
watching
Yeah,
the
yeah,
video.
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Over
She's
Sarah.
probably a listener, which is why you're so,
Yeah,
yeah, to spread the
she's
faith. Yeah. Yeah.
probably.
Yeah. Anyway, but what I think is so what I really enjoy about this show, a lot of things. I like that at the episode we get credits, but then there's also a little post-credit scene, just a fun little one that doesn't really
Oh, it's
carry up.
great. If you're a
Yes,
little
yeah.
something mid-credit
Yeah.
that's like it's to a minute,
Yeah.
it's funny.
Like the button with the kid who was teleported from the birthday party, just him by himself at night in front of like this industrial factory. I thought
Yeah.
it was yeah.
Yeah.
But both season one and season two end with big yeah. And I will be devastated. This might get renewed for a season three because season two also ends with a massive hook as well too.
Oh,
Before we get to that though, what do you think of the addition of Julian Barrett for season two as Jen's powers coach? Yeah.
really,
He is
really.
the other half of the Mighty Boosh.
Oh, I am
Yeah.
really seeing. I didn't recognize him.
Yeah. I thought he
He's
was,
aged really well.
yeah, and I thought he was great in this. I also loved the set design for the representation of Jen's mind. Just all those books, those cluttered books in her shelf, all the different
Yeah,
book categories. Yeah. Yeah. Like the categories of like boys I've ghosted. Bad sex, stuff like that. Yeah.
everything
Yeah.
about him, her dread, and
Yeah.
thinking about sleeping in the morning
Yeah.
type thing.
Yeah.
Makes me sad
Yeah.
that I regret saying.
Yeah. I think it's, I don't know. Every time they were in her psyche in her mind, I kept looking around the different category titles on the shelves to try and figure out. They're like mini Easter eggs within it, and they were all just fun little jokes each time. Nothing was ever like played straight, like in that mind.
Been fun to.
Yeah.
It looks like the set design.
Yeah. I feel like, too, the easy out for season two would have been to have it ending with Jen getting her powers, but that's not what we got at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gauntlet.
Yeah. Well, and season two does such a good job of like character growth. Like Carrie grows, she's not such a pushover as she is in the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cat, but you
Yeah.
answer for me. You're not the person that I need at
Yeah.
this moment. So she breaks up with him.
Yeah.
And I really want you to go back to kind of change
Yes.
it.
Yeah.
And it only ends up in the same thing, in the inevitable
Yeah.
briefly,
And
until he continues to go back and ends up instantly at the breaking up with
yeah,
Jen,
yeah.
which is.
And Cash's arc in season two, where he learns that it's some life isn't perfect, and you just have to let things be, and laugh at the mistakes and roll with them. And like, that's how you grow as a person and not just trying to go back and fix everything.
Yep.
To make it easy for yourself. Yeah. Yeah. And Jin sort of like, Jin realizes that she still has issues with her father and tries to go from that. But, well, the problem is Cash and Jin are still kind of fuck ups no matter what. And Cash accidentally has Jin go down the magical garbage hole.
Yeah.
You paid to listen to me. Yeah. Yeah. Forever. Yeah. Yeah.
We don't know what the fuck is
it. I know. I need a season 3. I will be really bummed if season 3 is not announced for this.
I would be too. This is so. This is like wonderful.
Yeah. And I think for me, it'll be returning. For you, it will be new. Okay. Throw it near returning. Go right ahead. Yeah. Yeah. Go right ahead. Put. Yeah.
I want to make sure.
Okay. Fair. Yeah. Yeah.
This has got to be. Maybe. Invincible?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Moon Girls and Devil Dinosaur season 2. Resident Alien season 3. Star Wars Young Jedi Adventure season 2. Bad Bat season 3. So yeah. Master of the Universe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to me that's the season 2.
Yeah. Is X-Men 97 new or returning? I'm going to say that no. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
You're my top.
What's that? Well, yeah.
That's new.
I cannot wait for you to put. Oh, we didn't talk about this as far as news, but a film that we're both dying to see got pushed back. It's another one of the Sony Spider-Man films. Yeah.
Kraven.
Yeah, it got pushed back. No, to the end of this year, to like December. It was supposed to come out before Venom, but now it's coming out well after Venom. And some people think it's because Sony wants to like erase the stink of Madam Web by the time Venom comes out. And they don't want to have like Killmonger be awful also and have it also potentially hurt Venom's box office chances.
When?
The summer.
Really?
Yeah. July, I want to say. Yeah. I mean, it's probably still on post right now, but yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Can we just...
No.
Like, way better thing. Are you excited for this one?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe a bonus episode after we do Killmonger in December. Not Killmonger. I wish it was Killmonger. Yeah. Yeah. I wish it was Killmonger. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah. Instead it's Kraven. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's all the wonderful news. What would you rate Extraordinary?
This was like an...
Okay.
It was so and so delectable.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not.
And seeing the fun way Power Glove used every episode is just outside of the main cast. It's so fun. Really yeah. Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
They're doing really
busy. Also, pretty good music, I see, throughout the series, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I recommend.
Yeah.
And then there's. You have the.
Yeah.
I get out of it. And you get out of the show.
I'm rather okay. I'll give it a 9 as well too. It's a pretty perfect series that we both just want more of.
Not compete for 7. I guarantee you, Alex is number 1.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, right?
Like, yeah.
You're good at it.
Yeah, yeah. Most likely.
Yeah.
But Next episode, we are going to go to the Sandman universe, sort of. We're talking about Dead Boy Detectives on Netflix. Yeah. I've already watched the first episode. I enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to continuing watching the series. Before I enter the comics, I'm Alex Ashback. And Jane Easy.